But then I saw the report the other day that 47% of the American public will pay no income tax in this country this year. This explains the divide.
Yes.
Half of the country is working to produce and pay the taxes and pay the bills. The other half is living off the taxpayers. They're living off the other 51%.
We're right to that point in the graph where it says government dependency. And we know that once we have a majority that are dependent upon the government, we will lose our freedom. It says we go into bondage. That's the next stage. And our founders warned against this. They said, that your liberty is only as secure as the people are, because once they get the ability to vote themselves entitlements from the largesse of the government, liberty is done. Freedom is over with. And we were warned. We're there. We're right on the cusp of it, and you've identified those numbers. That's the war that we're in. You know, when I talk about a war and a battle and soldiers, we have to take up our cry for freedom, and we can do it right now at the battle box. I mean, at the ballot box. I'm not sure what continues on after 2010. I know people are very frightened about what's going on in this country. And these programs that you mentioned that Obama has going with Reid and Pelosi pushing them forward are all entitlement programs built to make government our God. And that's really what's happening in this country, is a violation of the First Commandment. We have become a country entrenched in idolatry, and that idolatry is the dependency upon our government. We're supposed to depend upon God for our protection and our provision and for our daily bread, not for our government. And you've just identified the real crux of the problem. I've also been endorsed by a PAC out of Washington, D.C., and the name of that PAC is Government is Not God. And I thought that was so appropriate, because that is really what's happening in our society, and we need to take our country back.